This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Oh, man. Just finding out just now that the drummer for Pearl Jam is leaving the band.
Oh.
Yeah. Matt Cameron is leaving after 27 years.
Are they still doing stuff?
What?
Well,
yes, they're still doing stuff. They still tour.
Do they make albums?
They made one a year or two ago. Yeah.
The jam in Pearl, is that like a music jam or like jelly jam?
Chris Saliza, political commentator, author of the daily newsletter So What? He is an independent news creator, and you can see him on Substack, YouTube, Newsphere. Also contributes for News Nation. We've got Chris Saliza with us on 104.1 FM KMOX. Hello, Chris.
I just can't. I is it a jelly jam?
Well,
I mean, I'm supposed to follow that?
Yeah, you can't, dude. I don't know what to tell you, man. She's
they
like this.
Still make music? What is happening in this world?
She's like this. Okay. I don't know what to say.
Mr. Saliza, I feel like every time we talk to you, like, I end up saying the stupidest thing right before we talk to you.
You always save it for this time.
I do, and I feel sad about it because I feel like you don't know the real me, or maybe you do know the real me. That's the problem.
And maybe I know you too well.
And maybe you know me too well, so I apologize.
Well, hello. I've been off for 2 weeks, which has been lovely because I spent it in the scenic travel sports world, but I'm back.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
Okay, kids.
Yeah.
You're taking kids to...
Or maybe you.
We were in Seattle for 10 days at a gigantic travel soccer tournament.
Oh, wow. That seems like
a lot. That's pretty serious.
Seattle is lovely. I will say that. Yeah. It was like 75 degrees and sunny every day.
Wow.
My wife wants to move there now.
It is gorgeous. Chris, we've had this conversation before on the air a lot about crazy parents. When you are on a trip for 10 days playing in a soccer tournament, do you run into some insane sports parents?
Yes. You know, I've learned over time, I when my kids were younger, this is for my 16-year-old. I have a almost 13-year-old and a 16-year-old, both boys. And I've learned over time to really... keep it in that you never look back an hour or a year later and think, man, I'm really glad I flipped out on the sidelines at that ref or at that other parent or at my kid. Do you know what I mean?
It's like, always embarrassment.
You very rarely fondly look back on how you behave in those situations. So I really don't say much at all. is, though, very stressful because this is the start of kind of the major recruiting time for boys in soccer when they're going into their junior year, like my son is. So there are all these coaches and scouts watching them. It's very stressful. But I saw a fair amount of bad behavior. I would say, having seen all of the three major sports, and sorry, hockey, my kids did not play hockey, but having seen basketball, baseball, and soccer, the three big youth sports in this country, I think, I will say, well, football, but my kids don't play football. I would say the worst is basketball because it's inside and you can hear what everyone says, right? I mean, it's not possible to go somewhere else. Then baseball, people are psychos about baseball, and then soccer. Soccer is actually the best. It's a big field. You can walk all over it. You can mutter to yourself. It is actually not that bad. So I would say soccer, of the three I've seen up close, is the best, but it's really adults have ruined youth sports. I just had a long conversation with my friend Chuck Todd about this. Youth sports in this country are, particularly travel sports, I want to write more about that. I think that there is a lot to be said there, and that's not why you have me on, and let's talk politics, but there's a lot to be said about that whole movement.
I don't know if youth sports parents are worse than politicians, or at least some of them, but let's...
great transition. That's why you get paid the big bucks.
I thought this was free. Let's talk about what has happened. I mean, last week, the passage of the Big Beautiful Bill, which isn't called that anymore. What is the fallout from it?
So I think there's a couple things. Let's talk about the political fallout first, and then the policy fallout, because the first is easier to know than the second. So the political fallout, it's actually split, I think. For Donald Trump, this is a huge win. This was his legislative agenda. Republicans did it on the timetable he wanted. This makes his tax cuts, which he first put into place in 2017, permanent. This dumps a ton of money on ICE and other immigration enforcement services. This is sort of Donald Trump's vision for the future of the country in a legislative package. It will be part of his legacy, and he got it done. Now, the other piece of that, though, is the Republican Party. And the reality of the One Big Beautiful Bill is, at least today, it is unpopular. A majority of the public does not support it. Now, can that change? Sure. But what I would say is I think it is very likely the 2026 midterm elections are decided on, or at least in part on, the One Big Beautiful Bill, which means that Republicans have a lot of work to do. If you are on the ballot in Missouri or anywhere else, you have a lot of work to convince people that this is a good piece of legislation and the right thing to do for the country. And so politically, it's a little bit of a mixed bag. From a policy perspective, Chris, I just think it's too early to know. I mean, I know we focus on the Medicaid cuts, and they are significant. We focus on the tax cut extensions. And look, had the tax cut just been left to expire, there would have been a huge tax hike on almost everyone in this country. Those are big, obvious things. But we're talking about an almost 1,000-page bill that does major revisions, not just to the healthcare system, but also to the tax system in the country, as well as the immigration system, as well as national security. I think we have to be careful about drawing hard and fast conclusions about, okay, well, this is what the One Big Beautiful Bill is and does. I think the policy ramifications from a bill this large and this sweeping are vast, and there are things that we don't even know were in the bill yet that are going to impact our lives.
But isn't a lot of this stuff that may not actually go into effect until after midterms next year? So how does that affect the politics?
Yes, for the Medicaid cuts. Look, Republican politicians are not stupid. They know that cutting one of the major entitlement programs in this country, along with Medicare and Social Security, is a fraught thing. There's a reason why politicians don't like to do it. So those will not go into effect until after the midterm elections. While the tax extensions, I don't want to call them tax cuts because it's an extension of the current tax system. They would have been tax increases had it been allowed to lapse. They are not now. Those go into effect immediately, right? So you get the dessert before you have to eat the broccoli. that's on purpose. The one thing I would say, though, is, you know, I think Democrats have already done a pretty good job on the messaging front of saying, look, whether it happens in 2025, 2026, or 2027, there's going to be poor people and disabled people who are kicked off the Medicaid rolls, and that's a bad thing for the country. So you're right that it won't be the actual impact from a policy perspective won't be felt until 2027, but from a political perspective, I think we're still going to be debating that impact in the midterms.
Yeah, you mentioned the tax cut extensions that were set to expire. Well, those sunset dates assumed that maybe Donald Trump would serve two consecutive terms. But when you split up the terms, suddenly the sunset dates that were supposed to happen under someone else's watch happen on your watch. So you can't let that happen.
No. I mean, look, the reality of the situation here is that, and I think people don't realize this, this matters hugely, Amy. The making the Trump tax cuts of 2017 permanent, which is what the One Big Beautiful Bill does, means that if, let's say, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez gets elected president in 2028, whatever, a Democrat gets elected president in 2028, and Democrats take over the House and Senate, in order to get rid of the Trump-era tax changes, which largely do benefit wealthier people and corporations, in order to do that, you would need a piece of legislation. And that piece of legislation would result in tax hikes because you would be taking these lower rates for a fair number of people in the country and hiking their taxes. No party likes doing that. And so I think it's like that may wind up being, politically speaking, the most important thing they did, because if those tax cuts had been allowed to lapse, Donald Trump would and Republicans in Congress would have had to eat the reality of taxes going up, and that would have been obviously politically disastrous for them. That's why I always assumed the One Big Beautiful Bill was going to happen in some way, shape, or form, because it was politically toxic for it not to happen.
Last thing for you, Chris, before we say goodbye, Elon Musk says he wants to form another political party. He's got a lot of money, but does this have enough juice to become anything?
So I feel like, you know, the old Peanuts cartoon where Lucy holds the football and she's like, "Hey, Charlie Brown, come kick it." And he's like, "But you always pull it away." And she's like, "Not this time." And he runs and she pulls it away and he falls on his head. I feel like that's the conversation this country is having over a third party, which is every time, literally every election since at least 2000, I have been privy to these conversations of, this time it's for real. This time we're going to take advantage of people's dissatisfaction with the two parties. And you know what? You wind up falling on your head every time. I am very skeptical of third parties in general. I'm even more skeptical of an Elon Musk-led third party. I mean, this is someone who is decidedly mercurial, decidedly flighty. You know, does he actually make good with it? I don't know. I'm very skeptical. I think what Elon Musk should do, and this is a Chuck Todd idea I'm ripping off, fund the Libertarian Party. His views are largely in line with the Libertarian Party that already exists in this country. The Libertarian Party has ballot access in almost every state in this country. Fund that. Use your wealth to fund that and build that up into a real, more serious party. That is a third-party alternative that could work. Starting something from scratch, it just almost never works.
Chris Ciliza, we appreciate talking to you every Monday. Thank you for being with us today.
Thanks, guys. And remember, Pearl Jam is a band that is still making real music.
This woman.
I know.
I mean, is that like the jelly? I'm going to use that line.
I don't know what she's doing.
I'm sorry. I have no words. I feel ashamed, Chris, and I'm going to think about what I've done.
Yeah, I mean, we all need to own our mistakes and move forward.
That's right. That's what I feel like I've grown and I'm a better person now.
Thanks for that, Chris.
Great to be back. Take care.
That is a political commentator, independent news creator, Substack, YouTube, Newsphere. Also, you see him on News Nation. Get his newsletter. The daily newsletter is called So What? It's the Chris and Amy Show. on 104.1 FM KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Super secret ticket giveaway that
for
starts
tomorrow. Yeah, so don't say anything, Dingus, because I had a bad feeling that you would accidentally slip up.
No.
Remember when there was the surprise birthday party for Michael Kelly? I thought for sure you'd be the one to accidentally say something.
Which is so weird. No, when it really matters, you can tell how much I care by if I slip up. Because when it really matters, like Michael Kelly's birthday, I'm not going to mess that up. But if it's a company email, like, what is this? We get too many emails. We get emails about gloves in the garage.
Why are you telling?
Phones in the bathroom.
That was me. I found a phone in the bathroom. Why are you telling Odyssey Corporate that you don't appreciate their emails? You don't appreciate the correspondence of our leaders?
Listen, I love KMOX. And then our big company is Odyssey, which, I, you know, you feel like whatever. My loyalty is to KMOX, and Odyssey is the parent company. But if you work in a corporate environment and you start getting emails about, like, our Odyssey family or our corporate family, these aren't my family.
Well, sure they are.
No, they're not.
We are all family here.
I don't know half the people down the hall. Listen, no one looks at, or if you do, maybe, I don't know, get some new friends or something. But, like, the whole, with corporate America and all the language that they use that is very indirect, full of, like, circling the wagons and circling back and all of that stuff.
Circle the wagons? I don't think that's one. Circling back, touching base. Those are some of your corporate.
What is circling the wagons?
That means, like, you're bearing down, you know? Something bad's coming and you're.
I think we should circle the wagons. But at any rate, you're not fooling anybody. We're not a family. This isn't the best place in the world. Everybody wants to be with their real family and be doing other things. Now, KMOX, I love. But the big corporate jargon, you don't need that. I think our listeners know. Like, no matter what company you work at, it's not your family. Now, a small business is different. I've worked at a small business that felt much more like a family and a team. But it's hard to maintain that when you have a very, very, very big national company.
Well, I will say this. I disagree with you. I do think this is the most wonderful place on earth. Amy Markscores and Chris Ranji today with you until 12 o'clock. Then it's the Gas House Gang. We'll talk some Cardinals baseball. They dropped 2 of 3 in Chicago over the weekend, but they're still... I guess you could say they're still technically in the NL Central race, but it's getting a little hairier.
Maybe they need to circle the wagons.
They need to circle the wagons. Yeah. There you go. They need to bear down. But in the wild card race, they're just a game out. So Tom Ackerman and me, John Rooney, will join the show at 12:30. We were talking earlier about 4th of July and the celebration over the weekend and how you celebrated and whether or not, you know, you have a political disagreement with the way things are going in the country now, if you still felt, you know, I guess the sort of pride some people feel about, you know, July 4th and living in the United States, we asked you to weigh in like Charlie did on a voice message.
Yes, Chris and Amy, I do celebrate America. I celebrate America on the 4th of July. I put my flag out. I put my flag out on Veterans Day, Memorial Day, other patriotic occasions throughout the year. I'm retired military. My dad and his brother, my uncle, served in during World War II. My uncle also, his term of enlistment carried him into serving in Korea. My grandfathers both served in the U.S. military. And America is a special thing. We are a melting pot of different people, different color faces, cultures, and I celebrate that melting pot idea every day.
Love it. Well, thank you. And thank you, your family, for the service. I feel the same thing. Like, I really do. I am so grateful for our country, and our country has fought for freedom on so many occasions. And I had a friend recently who just went to France and visited Normandy, and just talking about the United States, right, and the Allied troops landing on the beaches of Normandy and fighting the Nazis and what was happening in Europe. I mean, so many of our allies in Europe, are those relationships strengthened that much more by our battles together for freedom. So I you know, our U.S. military, like I said, I get it. Nothing's perfect, but I was filled with enormous gratitude this weekend.
Yeah, it's not that I don't appreciate it. I guess I just don't, like I said, I don't have that sense of, wow, this is, everything is wonderful, and I have so much pride. I'm happy I live here, you know, but it's not like this, I don't get that way. I never really have gotten that feeling.
I do.
Now, I'll get it, like I said earlier, I'll get it at sports, like an event, something that happens in front of me and that it's exciting. And then I do feel like, damn, happy to be a Cardinals fan today or something like that. It just, I don't get it otherwise. Really, only sports does that for me.
Well, I think traveling helps. Traveling to other countries helps you appreciate, because even great countries in Europe, right, that are doing pretty well and they're, you know, modernized countries and cities and all of that, there are aspects where I'm just really grateful. It's easy to take for granted the freedoms we have here in the U.S. And I've been focusing a lot lately, too, on the plight of women around the world, and especially the horrific abuses and happening in Afghanistan and in Iran and just daily life, for instance, in Saudi Arabia for women, and have been focusing, reading a lot from women's rights groups globally. And the freedoms and the rights that we have here on the United States, in the United States, should not be taken for granted. And they, when our country has had to fight for those freedoms, because the plight of women in so many other countries, and then just even whether it's religious freedom, and you look what's happening in China and the persecution there, and whether it's the persecution of Christians or the genocide of Muslim Uyghurs in China and the Xinjiang region. Like, you just think of around the world, and any one of us could have been born anywhere else in the world.
Of course, it could be a lot worse, but I think it's okay to recognize that it's not the United States or China. There's a lot of in between, and there are a lot of other really great countries out there too. It's okay to recognize that, and it's also okay to still want us to be better.
Yeah.
Which I think that is part of living in a country like this, is that you can demand it be better.
Oh, I think there are a lot of things
we could do better, or we could be better as people. We're just not doing it.
But I think we do that 364 days of the year. Is like, here's what's wrong and here's what's wrong. And on July 4th, it's kind of fun to be like, man, but I am so grateful for
where
we live.
That's great. Yeah. I mean, I don't think I'd want to live anywhere else either. But, you know, I don't think anybody is wrong for wanting better of ourselves.
I don't think anyone was saying that. I was just saying, like, you can still feel that way and feel a swelling of pride, which I felt swelled with pride.
Good for you. I'm glad you have that. Amy Markscores, Chris Ranji. Again, Gas House Gang comes up at 12 o'clock. Tom Ackerman, me. We're going to have John Rooney with us at 12:30. You should not be allowed to have a smartphone. All you do is bad things with your smartphone. You really shouldn't have kids with smartphones either.
Children shouldn't be allowed to have smartphones.
Oh, it's the kids.
Yeah.
Just the kids, but the adults can have them?
Some, yeah.
Well, another study is showing just how bad they can be. And we will talk to you about that when we come back on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Ask you, the listener, but I do want to,
because we were going
to
talk about smartphones. We could do that any other time, right?
I can just give the results and then we can talk about smartphones later. So the Netherlands, there was There are new national guidelines in the Netherlands introduced in January of 2024 recommending banning smartphones from classrooms, and almost all Dutch schools have complied. Researchers surveyed 317 secondary school teachers, 313 primary schools, and conducted 12 focus groups with teachers, teachers' assistants, students, and parents. The numbers are astounding. 75% of kids found it easier to concentrate.
Of course.
This is after 1 year. I mean, because you know that these are going to be compounded benefits. The social environment was 60% said the social environment was better. And as far as school results, I'm guessing they're meaning grades and so forth, at least 30% said those were better. This is in 1 year. Sometimes it takes years to recover from bad policy, like allowing phones in the classroom or just not able to monitor it. But this is, it's not astounding. It should just be further evidence that schools are no place for smartphones.
And more, this will become implemented across this country. I mean, it's already starting. It has been going on for a while. I think it'll become pretty widespread policy. It's not going to be like a federal rule or anything, I doubt. But I do think more and more states will implement stuff like that.
And they already are. And it's red and blue states are implementing this. And like we said, Europe is implementing it as well.
And so speaking of concerts.
And speaking of children.
Children. Perfectly. We just look how we molded them together. How perfectly we've done that. So Oasis had their first show back. You know, they've been broken up for many, many years. Oasis came back and they performed in, I forgot, where was it, Manchester?
Cardiff.
They performed in Cardiff. So they are coming to the States. They got a few dates here. One of them is at Soldier Field in Chicago. One of my close friends is the biggest Oasis fan I know, and he has been for a really long time, and he used to try and convince the rest of us that Liam Gallagher was the best front man in all in rock and roll. I'm like, what? Really? Okay. Anyway, so he's really into this band. And I was talking to him at the wedding on Saturday about tickets, and I said, did you end up getting the tickets for Soldier Field? And he said, yeah, we paid whatever they paid. And one of our other friends is also going, and a couple of other people, I'm not sure who. So Joe is the buddy that I have, all right, the big Oasis fan. And our friend Tom is also going, okay? And Joe said, let me run this by you. So Tom has a 16-year-old son.
Okay.
And Tom said to me the other day, hey, so I really want my son to be able to experience Oasis, so he's just going to get my ticket. And Joe's like, well, what do you mean? Like, I got to be responsible for your 16-year-old. I'm going to have a good time. He goes, I'm going to have some beer. I'm probably going to be crying. I don't want to have to watch your son and make sure your son does okay at this concert.
So this was supposed to be like four buddies.
Yes, four buddies. And this one dude said, well, that's decided. He's going to go and he's going to take my ticket. And so Joe asked me about it. He said, what do you think? And I said, you have got to tell him absolutely not. That is an outrageous ask, isn't it?
Yeah.
Am I, like, I'm not crazy here, right? You wouldn't, if you had planned to go to a concert with three of your buddies, you wouldn't last minute just decide, oh, by the way, my 16-year-old kid's going to have the ticket instead and you're going to watch him. No! Are you kidding me?
That's
it's
not
outrageous.
Even
outrageous.
Not even like asking, well, my 22-year-old son, 16 is a kid.
Yes.
And you are babysitting at that point.
So he's a minority, so that means you're going to have to pay attention to him.
A minor?
Yeah, a minor, and make sure he's, did I say a minority?
Yes.
Make sure, you're going to have to make sure this minor is okay, and now he's your responsibility. That's crazy. What an absolute joke. And you know what? I haven't talked to my buddy Tom in a while. I think I'm going to give him a call and say, listen, Tom, we haven't spoken. It's good to hear your voice. How are you? Great. No, you are not sending your son to that concert. Grow up. Are you nuts?
It's shifting the dynamic. It's completely transforming the dynamic where it was a bunch of buddies where maybe you can let loose, you're going to drink, you're going to have a good time, to now you have to babysit, now you have to monitor your behavior. I have a similar one. It's not a child, but there was this. A girls' trip where four girls were going to Florida, and one girl decided, my husband is coming along.
No.
So it was four women and the husband. Do you know how that is no longer a girls' trip? Now you have a man. Like, a girls' trip is different. You're walking, you know, you're hanging out, you're walking around, you're talking, you're being girls. But now there's a man there, and it's like one of the girls' husbands.
So one
girl was like, I would back out of this trip, but I've already paid, but I want to back out now. I don't want to go on a vacation with two girlfriends, you know, and her, this one girl's husband. It totally changes the dynamic. It's not a girls' trip anymore. You don't have kind of that just intimate camaraderie of it just being a girls' trip.
The main problem with these two scenarios is the audacity.
It's the audacity
of the people to think, yeah, this is okay, and they're my friends are totally going to be fine with this.
No self-awareness.
Why don't you ask first? Like, hey, I was thinking about inviting my guy, or hey, I was thinking about giving my 16-year-old the ticket for this show that we've been planning to go to. What do you think of that? And then you say, well, no, you're not doing that.
Yeah.
Ask first instead of saying, well, it's already done, we're doing this.
I would
it's
say
already
don't
done,
ask.
My husband's...
If you're... Well, I would say don't ask. I would never, ever say, hey, I know we're going on this girls' trip that we go on every year where it's just girls and we hang out and we go to the beach. Cool if I bring my husband?
So what's the rationale she gave?
I don't know. He wanted to go and it was going to kind of count as their vacation.
No. Do you know what this is like? There are every now and then on my Instagram feed, scenes from Curb Your Enthusiasm will show up. And there's one that has been circulating a lot lately for some reason, and it infuriates me every time. It's Larry and Bob and you know, Jeff and all the family. They're having dinner. And Bob Funkhauser says, hey, I got news. I'm going to England for 3 weeks. They're going to London for 3 weeks. And everyone's like, wow, that's great. And Larry says to Bob's wife, who's sitting right there, have you ever been? And she said, no, I don't go on work trips with them. And Larry goes, you should go. You should totally go. And just invites her. And Bob doesn't want her to go. And she says, you know what? That's a great idea. I am going to go. That's kind of like these scenarios are kind of like that. It's like, you know, what sort of... Who are you that you feel like you can just volunteer these people?
Yeah.
And what?
It's
the audacity, man.
Inviting a child to an adult outing.
No.
Or inviting like a girl to a boy's trip or a boy to a girl's trip changes.
It changes everything.
Everything.
And see, my friend Joe is a lot nicer than me, and he doesn't like to ruffle feathers ever. If it were me, I would... I'm not
would
taking
you?
Your kid. Yes, 100%.
Did you not say no? I thought there was something where you... I thought it had to do with someone's apartment in Chicago, where you just were like, no, it's fine. You didn't say anything. I can't remember what that was.
Was it when I was in college... And my right before our lease started for college, he decided he was going to live with his girlfriend. And so he said, my sister's taking my space.
That is it. That's a big deal.
Yeah, that was in college. I have since become a much bigger butthole. So there's no chance this would happen without an argument. And no way would I allow this.
314-436-7900. Have you ever been in a situation where someone has abruptly and rudely changed the dynamic by inviting a child to an adult outing or like a boy man to a girl's trip, girl to a boy's trip, and so forth? Or have you been that person?
Texter here says, I'm with you. If it were me and my buddies were going to a concert, a teenager has no business being around us. We are out to have a blast and not be responsible for a child. If a friend pulls that with a kid, he is out of the circle.
He's out.
I agree with that. That is circle elimination worthy.
Matthew, you seem like you might have some friends who would.
I am a teenager.
Ruin something for you?
I am one of the last single friends of my group.
Yeah.
And like not just like not in a relationship, but they are all married.
Oh.
And so I am oftentimes like wanting to get the guys together, and they are always either asking their wives for, you know, permission first, or like bringing them out with them. And I'm like, I don't want to be the guy to be like, no, don't, no girls allowed. Or I don't want to say that, but I do kind of want to hang out with my guy friends too at the same time.
Marriage.
I'm with you. A texter also says, this is Harambe, who says, it sounds like the husband doesn't trust his wife on the girls' trip.
Maybe. Even though if it was a classic girls' trip?
Mm.
I will say this. Knowing one of the girls and how it was described, I don't think this is a girls' trip you have to worry about.
I don't know. Well,
it's boring.
Maybe he's like that. Who knows? That's Amy Mark's course. Maybe he's
boring.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he's just a jealous type that you don't know about. It's possible.
I mean, maybe. I've never met him. I've never met any of these people except for the one girl.
Big Blonde Dan is texted into the show, Amy, and he says, you never know. The White Lotus documentary proves a girl's trip can get out of hand pretty quickly.
I've heard about that documentary.
Yeah.
Piper, no.
I don't even know what that means. I never watched it, and I feel like I should have.
Believe it or not, I have never watched it, but I keep up on things, and Parker Posey plays a Southern woman who always says, Piper, no. No, Piper.
As we were talking about my friend who has told another friend of ours that... Mm-hmm. That guy now has to watch his 16-year-old son at the Oasis concert instead of going himself.
Yeah. Oof.
A message says here, the easy answer, as opposed as you are to this, give up your ticket to the buddy so he can go with his son and your other two friends. First of all, I'm not part of the group, okay? But my friend Joe did offer to just buy a fifth ticket.
Yeah.
Because he that much does not want to have to be responsible for his friend's son at this concert, and that guy's refused. He said, nope, not doing it.
Maybe the guy just wants out. Why would he want out?
I don't know.
Think of something. Is it their only kid?
Just being a weirdo? I don't know.
Is it their only kid?
I don't know.
Maybe they need sexy time.
So, no, because if I understood this right, what he's going to do is sit at a bar near near Soldier Field while the concert is going on and just wait for them to be done.
Okay, and allegedly.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's just dumb, man. My friend is telling me this happened, and I am getting so... It has nothing to do with me at all. I am getting so angry listening to him say that my friend is making me watch his 16-year-old son at this concert that I've been waiting my whole life for. It's nuts. I was getting
Something's
so mad
up.
About it.
Something's up.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's trying to get out.
Well, clearly.
Because he doesn't want the fifth ticket. That's the red flag.
Just crazy stuff.
Is Marjorie Taylor Greg in this group?
No, Marjorie Taylor Greg is not.
How is he?
He's doing well.
Did you see him this weekend?
I did. Yeah. So, fun time. Really fun time. I think, Amy, that we should... I've almost a couple of times... I accused you of almost slipping and... mentioning what we're giving away tomorrow,
unfair.
And I almost did it just now. So we're giving away more tickets throughout the week for Collective Soul and Live.
Can I give a hint?
No hints.
What is going to happen? Why can we not say it today?
Amy said she loved the rules earlier today, and now she wants to
wants to improvise?
No, yes. But I said it's only when I care. What's going to happen? What are they going to do?
Throw you in jail.
Why is it embargoed until tomorrow?
I don't know. Maybe the show hasn't been announced yet.
I'm going to give a clue. It's a vague clue. Can I give a clue?
It rhymes with
no.
Fiance.
No.
Fiance. Okay. That doesn't even rhyme.
That's not it.
Okay, here's the clue. Can I give a clue? It's a real clue.
No clue.
Little clue?
Frank says no.
No clue?
Frank says no clue.
I don't see Frank saying no.
He did.
I think this is fine to give a vague clue. The clue is, did you watch a Capitol 4th or whatever that celebration is on the 4th of July from Washington, D.C.?
No.
Okay, that's the clue.
Oh, okay. So I have no idea what you're talking about?
Yep.
We're good, though. You didn't ruin
anything
yet.
No, but it is a clue. It's a real clue.
Oh, okay, cool.
So people who did watch it are going, oh, what does she think?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Did you watch a Capitol 4th?
No, I don't even know what you're talking about.
It's the Washington, D.C. 4th of July celebration. I will say this. The fireworks down there are pretty good. They do a good job with the fireworks show.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
You watch fireworks on TV?
Yeah, I'm not going out. I was tired.
Oh, poor baby.
And we were going to, believe it or not, do you know why we watched it? Because we were too lazy to get up and push the button that we have to hit at my parents' house in order to get to the streaming services. So we just left it on. It was kind of interesting.
Remember when we came into the office today,
mm-hmm.
and Amy said this weekend was a great sports weekend, even though the Cardinals lost 2 of 3, City lost again. And she said it was a great sports weekend.
Well, Matt clarified it was a great sports weekend for unpopular sports.
Competitive events.
Yeah, no, come on. But it was for track and field, tennis, and golf. It was a great weekend.
Hmm.
And I watched a lot of track and field and tennis.
Well, I'm glad you... Who won the Wimbledon? Is it over?
No, it's not over, Ronch.
Did it just start?
It's the round of 16. It'll be next weekend.
Next weekend is the championship and all that stuff?
Yep.
Okay.
I would like to go to Wimbledon.
I would too.
I had a friend...
There used to be...
Yeah.
In Tower Grove Park, right? Grass courts? Are they still there?
I think so,
yeah. Were they grass?
I don't know if they're grass, but there are courts.
Have you played on clay? Years ago, clay is fun too.
I've played on clay.
Yeah.
Not that red clay, like the green, dark, gravelly stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, but I've played on that before.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to play on a grass court.
Grass would be amazing.
I'm pretty sure Tower Grove Park used to, if they don't still. It was a long time ago.
There's the queen of Tower Grove Park right now, Debbie Monterey.
I'm going to go ask her.
About to do the news.
She knows everything about Tower Grove Park.
She does.
So we're going to be back tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Chris and Amy, we get started again. We go until 12, of course. But the Gas House Gang is coming up next. Tom Ackerman and me. We'll talk about the Cardinals, their weekend in Chicago. Brendan Donovan being an all-star. That is all coming up. John Rooney joins the show at 12:30. If you missed any of this show today... wherever you get your podcasts, Odyssey app or wherever you get them, you can go back and listen to all 3 hours of the Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated,
but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. And you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.